This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you today in part by our good friends at Go Wireline. You call, they go. That's how they work. And Williston and Dickinson. And the experience that folks have at Go Wireline, they're worth a look, folks. You're looking for wireline, you want locals, you want experience, you want folks that know the business, and they do. GoWireline.com/careers if you're interested in a position there as well. Great place to work, for sure. Six past the hour, Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall this hour. On the program, if you have a question or comment for him, get it in right now. Text it. It's a no-text Todd Friday because he left his phone at home. So you text me at 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054. You can also email me studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com or pick up that phone and call us, 258-0550. Simple as that, 258-0550. That's the local telephone number, 701-258-0550. Okay? There also is the 24/7 Be the Buffalo Oasis Petroleum Hotline. Remember, you can leave us a message anytime, day or night, at 855-200-1776. And when you see somebody doing some great things in your community, law enforcement officers, teachers, elected leaders, you know, we kind of get a little cranky at our, you know, our senators, our congressmen, legislators, right? But I'm telling you, there's a lot of folks that do a lot of good, especially at that local level. I mean, the city council, the city commission, the county commission. So the ones that are doing it right, you want to applaud, just, you know, you give them a shout out. So all you do is call 855-200-1776, extension 6, and help us identify Be the Buffalo Award winners. You know what it means to be the Buffalo, don't you? You go into the storm. You go into the storm. Senator Cramer will join us here in a couple of minutes. He is running just a little bit late, so in the meantime, we'll take your calls, questions, and comments here. And David in Fargo has been waiting to weigh in. Hello, David. What's on your mind? I'm sorry, David. I didn't hear anything you said, but I think you're on now. Go ahead.
Can you talk about where were the Republicans when Obama removed that from the census, the question? I think it got to the point where you couldn't say anything negative about President Obama, because then it all turned on you and you become a racist. I have family members that say the only reason I did not like Obama was because he was black. It's not the case.
I've had people tell me that same thing, David. You know, and I tell them when they say that, I think the best thing about Barack Obama was that he was black. I thought it was great. You know, we had a black president. I thought it was great that milestone, that historic. I really did, with every fiber of my being. I think it's fantastic. I even had a little hint of, gosh, maybe he'll just transcend the whole, left thing, but it was incapable for him. He was a community organizer, and that was his thing. But here's the point. I understand what you're saying, that Republicans had to be careful with their criticism because they'd get labeled with it. In my mind, they're going to label you anyway, so why do it? But why doesn't that worry the other way? Why don't Democrats have a governor on their, you know, just 24/7 blistering criticism of Donald Trump or anything Republican, or, you know, the border, the citizen census question? I mean, why doesn't it go the other way?
Well, it's totally, I know, and it's, I get thrown into me that stupid conversation that was recorded that he didn't, you know, when he talked about, you know, the women. And then when I asked him, well, what about President Clinton and the sexual acts that he actually did in the Oval Office? And I get no response. That's all. You hated Clinton, so that's all in the history. We're talking about now. But you can't have two, and they have two standards. what's okay with them and what's okay with you. And what's okay with them is a heck of a lot of...
Yeah, it is. I think we might have lost you, David. Are you still there? Sounded like your cell phone signal faded out there, but I agree with you. I also think one of the reasons Donald Trump is president, I think one of the reasons that I believe Donald Trump will be reelected, is because he's shown Republicans how to fight. Now, 10% of them have actually joined the effort. They still got more to learn. But they've got to get in that game. They've got to do that. I think because, you know, we sat on the sidelines so long, and that just frustrated, you know, an enormous amount of Republicans. That's why this idea of the forgotten America, nobody's fighting for them. The person who just gets up every day, does, you know, takes their God-given talents and goes to work and tries to make an honest living, nobody's speaking for them, you know. And that's the coalition that led to Donald Trump, which I think is great. David, are you back? Yeah, I don't hear you. Sorry about that. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. A couple texts I still need to get in here. I honestly didn't think about race or race relations for a decade or two, and then Obama started the race card. Yeah, I guess I don't think he made it better by any stretch at all. He was basically I know his profession was community organizer, but more like a community antagonizer, you know? The United States was bad because it had oppressed third world countries, right? Big companies were bad because they employed people, you know? Get people more dependent on government, which is cruel in and of itself. Texter says, the Democrat crowing about President Trump's past is very much the pot calling the kettle black. Well, sure is in this Epstein situation. Texas says, Rush was dead on as usual, and there are a lot of Republicans who side with the Chamber of Commerce and not fighting illegal immigration because of cheap labor. The vast majority of people likely had no idea who Jeffrey Epstein is. The only reason this became national news and the prime story for days on end is because the left thought this could be another way to take down Trump due to his past ties with Epstein. Another texter. Rush is right. We played a clip of Rush, in case you missed it, in which Rush said, the big question nobody's asking is, why did Barack Obama remove this question from the census? Why is the media narrative, the swamp narrative, why is Donald Trump trying to put it back on? Reasonable to want to know what the numbers are. Why did Obama take it off? And why didn't Republicans fight it at the time? Good questions. All right, Senator Kevin Cramer is here, so we can get rolling with the Talk Radio Town Hall. Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm very well, Scott. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm going to get right to Arthur and Kildare, who has been waiting to ask you a question, so we can get that in before the break. Arthur, go ahead for Senator Cramer.
Hi. Good morning, Senator.
Hi, Arthur.
Hi there. Hey, I wonder if you could give us an update on the wall and Fisher Industries. And second, I wonder if you could get somebody from the Corps of Engineers who takes bids for the fence and hold their feet to the fire by putting them up in front of the Senate and exposing them and asking them questions.
Sure. So a couple of things. First of all, the latest on the wall, there's actually a couple of developments. First of all, with regard to my little mission to try to get as much information as I can, and maybe we've mentioned this already, but I got the first wave of information from the Corps from my inquiry, and basically what that information was their rationale or their summary of all of the awards. That was fine as far as it went. It didn't go far enough, so I've asked for a lot more information. Just this week, we got all of the RFPs, or at least access to all of the requests for proposals. We're pouring through that information now. What we have not yet gotten are every proposal, every bid. Now, in the meantime, we've been able to, you know, learn a little more in the sense that, you know, there's been some more proposals. Fisher has applied for some. In some cases, they use this one method that's sort of expedited that oftentimes leaves Fisher out, pretty much leaves everybody but one one contractor out. And what's bothersome about that to me is that nearly every one of these cases, maybe all of these cases, they end up going to court and getting it stayed anyway. So the whole idea of expediting the process doesn't even really happen. Nor does, by the way, the building of the wall in those areas, because they go to a California judge. The judge issues an injunction. It has to do with the emergency funds. And then the Ninth Circuit has been upholding those. So we're not making much progress there at all. Fisher Industries has come up short on a couple of bids where they've been just high, a little higher than the lowest bid. So there's not a whole lot we can do about that. The one thing I would say, and Scotty, maybe you and I have talked about this, but one thing I do think Tommy's done for sure is he has outed a lot of these companies and their relationship to the point where I think their bids are coming in lower than they were before, because Tommy's transparency has sort of forced the issue. Now, that doesn't get him a job, but it does certainly help the taxpayer. But we're still on the case and just pressing for more and more information every day.
Arthur, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. You bet. Doug and Wishick, when we come back, for Senator Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall. Text welcome to my phone today, 701-367-2054. We'll go to Doug and Wishick first when we come back. Don't go away.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to offer our Market Outlook Seminar for soybeans. This one-day program will give soybean producers a mid-season look at the soybean markets and discuss marketing strategies prior to harvest. Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frayne Olson will discuss how the season is progressing, the South American crop, world demand, and walk producers through marketing strategies and risk management options for the 2019 soybean harvest. This seminar will be held July 25th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at two locations, NDSU's Commodity Trading Room in Berry Hall in Fargo, and Bismarck State College Campus in Bismarck. Both courses will be facilitated by noted professors Dr. Wilson and Dr. Olson of NDSU. The seminar is free for North Dakota soybean producers, but seating is limited and registrations are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. Be sure to register online by July 17th at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
What's it like to live the good life in Watford City? We're asking Karen George.
It's not every day somebody buys a house, and buying a house is a big deal and a big decision. And when you can help someone who came from nothing, who didn't have great credit, and now they've got great jobs and they're making great money, and you can help them see that, look, you could actually have the American dream. You could own a home. That's a big deal. You know, that's a big deal. And it's so good to be part of that.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What's in Your Mind is powered by SchwannBuickGMC.com. And if you pop onto the Buick part, you'll see what I'm driving because I just got a new 2018 Tourer X. It is brand new. It was just one that nobody wanted a white one. Everybody wanted a black one or whatever. But if you pop onto SchwannCadillac.com, you can check out the brand new XT6. And I did a whole big Facebook video too. So if you pop on my Facebook page, you'll see just how awesome this is. You will want one. SchwannCadillac.com.
All right, back to the calls, questions, and comments on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Anything and everything that you have in the way of a question for Senator Kramer, it's welcome. A lot of things in the news here last couple of days. Well, I mean, every day, right? I mean, just so much going on. But we always take your questions and comments first before we even get to any of the other newsy questions that are out there today. But let's get to Doug and Wishick for Senator Kramer. Go ahead, Doug.
Yeah, why do we feel we have a right to tell other countries that they can't have nuclear weapons?
Oh, wow. Well, because we don't want to have a nuclear war on our hands around the world. And so it's not just us. It's us and the NATO and the United Nations. And, having the number one state sponsor of terrorism with nuclear weapons would be, it could be doom. Frankly, I mean, the consequences of something like that are so severe that it's in our national security best interest. It's in the best interest of the globe. It's certainly in the best interest of our closest allies in the Middle East, Israel. There's lots of reasons why we ought to be able to tell another country they can't have a nuclear weapon.
Well, I think Japan would have loved to have somebody tell the United States not to build nuclear weapons back in 1945.
Sure, but Japan couldn't do that. We're the ones that built the first nuclear bomb. It was our innovation that created it. And some people might regret that we've ever used it, but because of that event, obviously, nobody else has. And to this point, countries that do have nuclear weapons are largely sophisticated countries. Now, they may not be democracies. They may not, have the same values as we have, but they are sophisticated enough to not start a war, and they are sophisticated enough to understand mutual destruction. Unfortunately, some places with leaders like Iran and North Korea, to name two very prominent ones, they don't have that type of leadership. And the prospects of somebody like that not understanding the benefit of avoiding mutual destruction is frightening, and it ought to be frightening to everybody. But I also might I think we have to speak to the moral issue that you've just raised. In case people forget, and there are a number of members of Congress these days, recently elected Democrats, that have no historical perspective whatsoever. They don't even know what happened on 9/11 in 2001, much less what happened in World War II. Japan unilaterally, without provocation, attacked the United States of America in a vicious attack. And to not retaliate against that would have been irresponsible. And the nuclear bomb or the atomic bomb in World War II basically brought an end to World War II.
Yeah, I was going to say, speaking of World War II, Doug, was the U.S. right to say, no, Hitler, you cannot conduct your Holocaust, cannot kill people by the millions? I mean, was the U.S. right to do that, Doug?
Well, that's okay in that instance. I heard that we had burned Tokyo to the ground with firebombs before Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Now, isn't that enough to get even for Pearl Harbor, burning Tokyo to the ground?
Well, the good news is, Doug, that today Japan is one of our strongest allies, and right now Japan depends greatly on America's defenses to keep it safe. And Japan is smack dab in the middle of a very dangerous area, obviously. And when you look at, and I would commend, by the way, an article that was in the Economist magazine just last week over an article, a very thorough article about China's aggression and China's desires, its stated goals of not just economic but military dominance in the world, not just in the Pacific or just in Asia. But you know, these are frightening things, and it is up to superpowers, as much as we hate the idea in many cases, it is up to superpowers, particularly exceptional superpowers, to make sure that that there's safety and security in the region, and that the cause of freedom is protected for all of our allies. So Japan is an interesting, a very interesting case study, to say the least. But right now, Japan counts on the United States being strong.
Thanks for the call. Doug Texter says, you don't hand a stick of dynamite to a six-year-old with a lit match. So there's another answer to your question, or another perspective. But I'm glad to hear you say it was right to stop Hitler. I just think, you know, you have the same premise. That was millions of people that were murdered as a result of that, what the Nazis did. But imagine what a nuclear bomb in the hands of Iran would be in the way of numbers. Wow.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. No, there's no comparison. When you start talking about Iran, start talking about North Korea, even compared to the old Soviet Union or Russia, there's just no comparison.
Jamie in Bismarck for Senator Kramer. Go ahead, Jamie.
Morning, guys. I got a comment and a question. My first comment to your last guy there about Japan, wasn't that getting even for Pearl Harbor? Well, when you go to war, it's not about getting even. And even though we firebombed the heck out of their cities, Japan didn't have any intentions of surrendering until they saw the power of that the bomb we dropped on them.
That's a fact, yeah.
Okay, my question, I heard you talk about it earlier to a guy, the leftist, go and find this judge to stop whatever Trump wants.
Yeah.
But one thing I never hear is Republicans or right-wingers doing the same thing. How come Trump or any of his people can't go find a judge friendly to what they want? It's always
way. Yeah, I love that you've raised this issue, because I think it speaks to a couple of things. First of all, of course, in this case, we're the ones on offense. So the president makes a declaration, executive order, orders something to happen. Then you go on defense when the other side tries to go to a court to stop that. So then the question becomes, is there a way to go to a court in advance of something to get advance permission? There's always another court to go to, and court shopping is a famous thing. Obviously, it's a tool that's been greatly abused in lots of arenas, and we could spill the rest of the show on several of those things. But one of the things I think that's important to remember is that conservatives are, by sort of nature, part of being conservative is two things. One is you're more independent than the other side. You don't do the groupthink thing. You do the, you lift up the individual, not the community. The other thing is we're not as litigious as liberals are. The liberals are very litigious by nature. It's part of what makes them liberals. So I think as a strategy, you raised an important point. And in some cases, and in this one that we're talking about now with regard to, building a wall or stopping the building of a wall, it may be a little more difficult. There are other areas where I think that conservatives need to be more aggressive, utilizing the courts, preempting certain things or even suing and settling, rather than letting just the liberals affect that skill set.
Jamie, thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much.
Have a good day, guys.
You bet. Take care. Jack in Western North Dakota. Jack, we'll get to you when we come back. Larry in Riverdale on deck, and a bunch of texts as well. Text me, 367-2054. Call us for Senator Kevin Kramer's Talk Radio Town Hall today, 258-0550.
It's the Medora Minute. We're out with Justin Fisk from Medora and all things Medora. I'll tell you, we're after July 4th now, Justin. There's no more beautiful place than the Badlands in July and taking in Medora.
Oh, man, summer in Medora is absolutely unmatched. It's a place unlike any other. And now, 4th of July is over. We've got our lake weekends done. We're ready to get that traditional Medora trip together for the family. We've got to see the Pitchfork Steak Fondue. Unbelievable dinner and a view experience, and the greatest show on the West, the Medora Musical. The kids love it. Grandma loves it. Everyone's together. That just doesn't happen very often.
I know the Medora Gospel Brunch is a big draw as well. That's a great way to spend a Sunday morning.
Great professional show celebrating some of the best gospel music in history, and it's all hosted by one of our favorites, the Queen of the West, Miss Emily Walter.
Explore it, adore it, Medora. If you want more info, Medora.com, Medora.com. Justin Fisk, we will talk soon, my friend.
Willie from the Badlands.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news from Washington. Labor Secretary Alex Acosta has resigned. He was standing beside President Trump
as they announced the resignation earlier this morning. It comes amid the outcry over Acosta's role in a controversial plea deal for sex offender Jeffrey Epstein when Acosta was a U.S. attorney in Florida back in 2008. President Trump says he completely left it up to Acosta about whether to leave his position.
I watched Alex yesterday. I thought Alex did a great job. And, you know, you can always second-guess people, and you can say it should have been tougher. They do it with me all the time. I'd make a great deal with anybody. And then they say, like the Democrats, oh, it could have been better.
A magnitude 4.9 earthquake rattling the Ridgecrest area of Southern California just before 6:30 local time this morning. And this is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hey, we'll be at the State Fair coming up here in a couple of weeks. Next week, Cook Fest. Tuesday in Bowman, Thursday in Van Hook, North Dakota Petroleum Council doing a these are wonderful events. If you've not been to them, you got to go there. 2 until 4 with an information session, Mountain Time in Bowman, obviously, and 2 to 4 in Van Hook, Central Time, and then 4 to 7 is the barbecue. And it's great food. It's a lot of fun. So those are great. That'll be next week. And then the week following, we'll be up at the North Dakota State Fair in Minot, broadcasting live. We're giving away a splash pool from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. These are really great. They're the fastest-selling pool right now in America. And I'm going to tell you what, take that home and enjoy the rest of the summer, I'll say. So anyway, make sure you stop by and see us at the Dakota Talent Stage, as we'll be broadcasting live at North Dakota State Fair. And we also have tickets for concerts, bull riding, ranch rodeo. We're going to be giving those away during the show, so you got to come by during the show. You can register for the splash pool also at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, location. Before we get back to the phones, the economic news just keeps continuing to get better and better and better, which every report that comes out, it's quite obvious that the president's chances for a re-election become greater no matter what the fake news media is saying. But what did you make of the consumer confidence number today?
Yeah, the consumer confidence report that's out today is, you know, it's just shy of an all-time record, Scott, which, of course, the all-time record was set last year in February. But it's up considerably from last month. And to your point about fake news, and I don't even know how much of the news is going to actually even report this very good news. But what's interesting to me in all of this is the stock market, as you know, has been going up for the last 3 days now. In fact, big time last couple of days, and largely over the testimony of Jerome Powell, the Federal Reserve Chairman, talking about that it's possible that they'll look at a slight rate decrease. Because of the economy slowing down a little bit or not growing as fast as it was, and probably more concerned about global economy than specifically the domestic economy. And, of course, I'm a little bit of a I resist that a little bit. This week, Jerome Powell just yesterday testified before our committee, the bank committee, and, of course, the announcement of two new Fed nominees came out, which got a lot of coverage, and I think they're two very interesting, although very different, potential nominees, and I'm on the banking committee, which is why this crosses my desk. But, I've been pretty out there this week saying I'm not nearly as concerned about the stock market nor nearly as concerned about the interest rates as I am about consumer confidence. And lo and behold, here it comes today. consumer confidence is very high. I'm frankly more concerned about when we sell the next bushel of soybeans to China. I'm more concerned about, you know, continuing the regulatory rollbacks that have really sparked and grown this economy. Because at the end of the day, Scott, we have to produce things, grow things, manufacture things, innovate things, and keep growing our economy and creating more jobs and higher salaries, which, by the way, the reason consumer confidence is up is because salaries are up. Wages are up. And guess whose wages are going up the fastest in this booming economy? It's the lowest 25% of the rate wage scale. So you're starting to see that rising tide lifting all the boats. And instead of raising the upper echelon faster, it's starting to raise the lower echelon faster, which is exactly what we want to have happen. So you're right. It's hard for the fake news to keep telling people that their economy stinks when they're going, I don't know, I'm getting more money in my paycheck, I'm paying less in taxes, I'm getting more, you know, more job opportunities. So anyway, consumer confidence this morning reported out to be just shy of the all-time record of a little over a year ago. I think it was February of 2018.
That's why we have listeners like this texter. I only listen to KFYR to get my news now. I don't believe or trust anything in the national media. They are all in the swamp and run by Democrats. It's a true story, and we can't trust that. We can't trust that only the facts are being reported. Yep, that's very, very true. And appreciate, by the way, the trust in the 550K Fire and our What's on Your Mind network, 1100 The Flag, 1090 KTGO, which now is on FM at 92.7. That's brand new as of yesterday. And 1460 KLTC in Dickinson. Okay, back to the calls. Jack in Western North Dakota for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead.
I just want to say hello to Kevin and Senator, your response to the caller about the use of the nuclear weapons during World War II. The only thing I would have added was they say that the usage of those bombs saved 250,000 to probably 500,000 American lives if that war in the Pacific would have continued. And
no question.
The foundation, Kevin, were real upset with how D.C. is going. You keep doing what you're doing. You're doing a good job. That's all I got.
I appreciate that, Jack. And I appreciate what he said about how many lives the bomb saved. And by the way, continues to. Here we are, you know, all these years later, and we have a nuclear triad, two of the three legs of nuclear triad. Of course, I was right in Minot, North Dakota, and around Minot, North Dakota. Just yesterday, we had a hearing in the Armed Services Committee. In addition to Jerome Powell being in the front of the Banking Committee, General Milley, Mark Milley, was in front of the Armed Services Committee, and he's President's nominee to be chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And I, of course, quizzed him specifically on the ground-based deterrence because those missiles are critical. And there's a lot of Democrats, including the chairman of the Armed Services Committee in the House, who wants to get rid of the ground-based missile system. And that would just be a terrible error because ever since we've had those missiles, guess what? No one's used a nuclear bomb. And the deterrence is the best way to avoid fighting a war. And we've saved probably millions, maybe hundreds of millions of lives, maybe countless lives, because of the nuclear bomb.
Thanks, Jack. Appreciate the call. Well, well said. That's there's no doubt about that. You talked to the folks that lost loved ones and lost fellow soldiers during Kevin. You remember during the Rough Rider honor flights.
Yes.
To the memorial. I mean, they would talk about the fact that, hey, if that hadn't happened, I wouldn't be here, right? I mean,
right.
So many of them and how many families as a result, so there's no doubt about that. Chris and Alexander for Senator Cramer, go ahead.
Hey there, Senator. Thank you for doing what you're doing and being a true conservative at the legislative side of the world. I'm grateful for your divine kindness. I want to comment about the judges. How is it possible that a single man or woman appointed by whoever is sitting at the White House at the time, can cost our country hundreds of billions, if not trillions of dollars, by preventing Congress and the executive from building a wall or housing every single person that comes in, just keep building facilities until you've got them all caught and then turn them all around? How is it that one person can do that?
I think you raise a
Do we have recourse? Can we impeach them? Can we fire them? Can we arrest them for treason? What can we do?
Yeah, so we probably can't do any of those things. I mean, in very rare and except, you know, extreme cases, you could probably impeach. But here's the question that's being asked right now and explored. Why can one federal judge in one district, why can their rulings, until they're appealed and overturned, why can they affect the entire country? I believe they shouldn't be able to. I'm a firm believer that their issue should not be, their ruling should not be precedent setting, nor should they be national in scope. But that is an open ended question
The argument is that they're being monitored, controlled by circuits who are monitored, controlled by the Supreme Court, so that so says one, so say they all, until the Supremes rule otherwise. But that's just erroneous. It's crazy.
How much money do we have
to spend to chase that rabbit down the hole?
No, that's right. But we do have to chase the overarching issue. So while we're chasing all these other little rabbits and having to, spread this stuff out until we get favorable rulings, the real key is in the circuit. That's where the precedent is set. That's where a lot of the larger ramifications come from. Let me give you some good news, okay? Because you do raise an important point. This week we confirmed our 42nd appellate judge under Donald Trump. It was the sixth Ninth Circuit judge appointed under Donald
Trump. Oh yeah, baby.
Yeah. So there's at least one more vacancy on the Ninth Circuit that he'll nominate, that we'll confirm this term. Now, there may be more, but we know that much for sure. So that would mean Donald Trump will have appointed seven of the judges on the Ninth Circuit. At this point, liberal judges or liberal presidents have confirmed something like four more than conservatives, but the balance is getting much closer, and we are starting to see some different rulings coming out of those. The total is, this week we did three other federal district judges, in addition to the one Ninth Circuit judge. I want to say we're somewhere around 125, 130, federal judges total that have been confirmed under President Trump. And we, of course, had to change the rules, and you've got to hand it to Mitch McConnell for that. The other thing, let's not forget, we've had some fairly favorable rulings by the Supreme Court in this most recent term. And remember, had Mitch McConnell not held up Merrick Garland's confirmation, he no doubt would have been confirmed, and instead we'd have him instead of Neil Gorsuch, and instead of having a 5-4 conservative majority, we'd have a 5-4 liberal majority. Now, that hasn't worked out in every circumstance, including the census question, which Chief Justice John Roberts, who by the way also joined the liberals on the court, remember, in the opportunity to overturn Obamacare.
Yeah,
so that was a 5-4 decision.
I'm not sure anybody forgot that one.
That's crazy sauce, but I hear you. Thank you very much for your service, and I hope you're blessed in all that you do. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I am blessed.
Thank you, Chris. Larry in Riverdale for Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Say, I heard a while back when they released some bids on the wall down there that Fisher Industry was turned down because they built the wall too fast, and I was just wondering if there was any truth to that.
If
there is, every working American pays taxes to build that wall. And when the Corps of Engineers drags their feet and spends way more money than what needs to be spent on a project, it costs us all. And I grew up around Riverdale. I've watched the Corps in action for a lot of years. And I know, Senator Cramer, you have the president's ear. We need to do something about the Corps of Engineers and their wasteful spending. I mean, it's pathetic. And I'll let you answer that.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Keep up the great work, guys, both KFYR and you, Senator.
Thanks, Larry. Got about half a minute left here.
No, that's great. I couldn't agree with him more. And it's not just the Corps, but the Corps is a pretty prime example. I told the president straight to his face, right in the Oval Office, I said, you wouldn't hire the Corps of Engineers to do a cart path in a Trump golf course, because they'd still be working on it. And he's exactly right. Larry's right. It adds to the cost of everything. But this is the swamp. I'm going to break that bureaucracy. It's the last thing I do. But I can tell you, it's a lot more dug in than people might even imagine.
Unbelievable. The swamp is real, folks. More coming up. Don't go away.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause soil to shift, ultimately leading to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation is in need of stabilization is cracking in your walls or flooring. Let us help you protect your greatest asset. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoolGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
As a working adult, you know the value of a dollar, and you expect quality for your money. Now is a great time for you to further your education, and the University of Mary offers education for the working adult with flexible learning options that are competitively priced. You'll be supported throughout your program by a world-class faculty committed to your success. A world-class education at an affordable price. Discover the University of Mary difference at umary.edu/online.
Mineral owners, is your mineral management complex? Mineral Tracker makes it simple. Mineral Tracker provides North Dakota mineral owners a simple way to manage their royalty income. Our self-audit feature makes checking your revenue statement's accuracy a breeze. And our map is top-notch, letting you stay on top of all the oil drilling activity on and around your assets. Plus, you can plan your future better using our income projections for your unique portfolio. Go to MineralTracker.com today to activate your free account.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Literally, My Pillow. Todd's Pillow, too. We love them. And everywhere we go, people bring up My Pillow. Senator Kramer's told us about how he stocked up on the My Pillows. I mean, they work. They work. They're great. And here's the nice thing. You can buy them cheaper than we did because right now, the lowest price ever on a two-pack of My Pillow Premium, $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow. Lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. It's only available at MyPillow.com. Or by calling 800-506-9028. Remember to use that promo code SCOTT so you get the good deal. 60-night money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, no tossing, turning. That's all done. You're going to go to sleep faster. you're going to stay asleep longer. And that's the best thing you can do for your health. So order up a MyPillow, MyPillow.com. I have a number of questions on three issues, and so I'm going to ask you just rapid fire maybe to condense some of these. One is on the citizenship question. And I said earlier, you know, it would have been nice if Republicans would have done a better job in 2010 of explaining why we need a citizenship question, because we've had one in one form or another since 1850. Barack Obama removes it in 2010. There wasn't a fight that I remember, and now Donald Trump is a bad guy for asking the question. Has he come across the right approach here by skipping the food fight in the courts and going to the using the agencies, do you believe?
It, who knows? So, no, I think he's done the best he can do. For the life of me, I don't understand what John Roberts was thinking when he said no. I know what the liberals were thinking. They were thinking, you know, we're appointed by a Democrat and we have to always be Democrat. But it's such a common sense question, Scotty. I mean, the census asks lots of very personal information, as you know. Some of it might even seem arbitrary, but certainly nothing's more fundamental than whether or not you're a citizen. How can that not be important when it comes to health care, when it comes to all kinds of services? Knowing where you're, you know, who are citizens, who aren't citizens, seems to be like, seems to me it makes all the sense in the world. So I don't get it. I don't even get the sense of it. But no, he's doing the right thing by circumventing the courts, just doing using the power that the chief executive has.
All right, let me ask you also about a question we're getting a lot from folks about the Labor Secretary Acosta. I know he was out at your request and was well received here. I had somebody yesterday at a meeting we did with the University of Mary and on workforce talk about, you know, how, you know, engaged he was and how much. So Cody was doing a good job, but obviously has this decision in his past that is going to cause him problems. He holds a press conference, he defends himself. And then quickly, others that were involved in that decision say, that isn't how I remember it, so now he's gone. Was it the right decision for him to be gone?
Well, he probably had no choice, Scott, and from the very beginning, because one thing we know about history, it seems to always be viewed in the context of the current, especially if you're in an important office like that. So, yes, he's been a very good Secretary of Labor. I've appreciated his work on healthcare savings accounts, on workforce development, skills trades. He's been very good at it. But this decision, right or wrong, you know, gray or black or white, whatever that the circumstance was. And I talked to some and heard from some prosecutors and thought he probably did the best he could do at the time. But now we have the benefit of hindsight. You have the benefit of new information. You have the benefit of a freak that turns into a bigger creep than every day in terms of Epstein. And he's just a pervert and a predator. And all of that weighs on the politics of the moment, regardless of, you know, the context of history. So, no, I think he did exactly what he had to do, and that step aside.
Are we right to be critical of Republicans for seeming to always be on defense on these things?
Well, when you're in charge, when you have the presidency, you are on defense, just sort of by nature. On this very specific issue, you know, one could have probably vetted more clearly and looked at the circumstances and said, you know, he probably was right, but we're going to have to, you know, respond to this or answer this. It's unfortunate right now. We're in a time, Scott, where people can't even serve hardly in government because perfection is the only thing that matters. And before long, we're just going to be making robots and computer programs that do, you know, make regulatory decisions for us, because anybody that's ever done something in their past, right, wrong, or not, it's going to have to spend the rest of their life explaining it.
Thanks to Senator Cramer for plainly talking to the planes. Just wanted you to know that just came in as well. There's a number of different texts. And last question, talk about the Green New Deal and something that's being reported about the chief of staff of AOC and what she said and what is revealing in that comment.
Well, yeah, it's interesting because the Washington Post, of all places, reported this conversation that AOC's chief of staff had with the climate director for Jay Inslee, and they were overheard in some place visiting. And here's what the chief of staff said, according to the Washington Post. Again, this is AOC's chief of staff. He said the interesting thing about the Green New Deal is it wasn't originally a climate thing at all, because we really think of it as a how do you change the entire economy thing. Now, that shouldn't shock us. In fact, nothing should shock us about her anymore because she's so reckless and has so little regard for history and a regard for America's exceptionalism. In fact, she, near as I can tell, hates America, that she's an avowed socialist. So why wouldn't an avowed socialist admit to the Washington Post that the Green New Deal isn't really about green energy at all or climate change? It's really about how do we control the entire economy of the country and put every American under the thumb of the liberal establishment.
I'll leave you with this. Don in Bismarck says it is ridiculous that we do not have the final report from IG Horowitz. Get some pressure on the Justice Department and get that out. So we'll leave you with a comment. Thanks, Kevin. Senator Kevin Cramer, Talk Radio Town Hall. God bless you.
This is Carol Juven at Juven Tours inviting you to join us on South Pacific Wanderers Tour in Australia and New Zealand, February 11 through 25. 14 days to explore some of the most exciting sights in Australia and New Zealand. Yes, they do speak English. This is an all-inclusive tour from Fargo or your home city airport. Call me at 800-343-0093, toll-free. Everyone is welcome.
And Carol, let's welcome everyone along to the Bakken Tour as well this July. Hop the bus with us and see the Bakken firsthand. Plus Branson, six big Christmas shows October 31st through November 5th. Let's make some memories.
For information on these tours and others, call me at 1-800-343-0093 and I will send you out brochures immediately. Juven Tours, welcome along.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.